Roll call has been taken.
All right. Well, we'll have Chief Billiter lead us on the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any requests to change the order of any agenda items?
I have received no agenda updates.
Okay. And then we'll go ahead and move on to public comment. It sounds like we have some correspondence from the Sacramento Fire Department naming the new SRFECC board representatives.
That's correct. We received a letter from Sacramento Fire that was effective September 12th. We have Assistant Chief Robert Dunn is now the alternate representative. And Deputy Chief
Golden Builder,
so primary
member. Excellent.
Welcome to the right spot.
Next, we have a presentation EMS Challenge Forum.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tara Poirier, the EMS manager here at Sac Regional Fire. A couple years ago, we started a dispatch review committee, which is part of our Road to ACE, and as part of the accreditation process. Along the way, my committee designed a challenge point to represent excellence in EMS. It's highly sought after. You have to be nominated and approved by the DRC and the DSC, which is the dispatch steering group. I have 3 points. Unfortunately, only one person was able to attend. And today we're going to recognize Tyler Schotter, dispatcher Tyler Schotter, who's also a trainer. He is also on the committee, so he helped assign the point. And he took a call, a very difficult call, where he was on the line for at least 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, it was 34 minutes.
It was a psychological emergency where they had no data on location, no callback number, very difficult to find out where this person was. Tyler went above and beyond to build an extreme strong rapport with this person, got the location, got the name of the person, got the phone number, got somebody there to help him, and that is just amazing, and we want to recognize you here today and present you with an EMS Challenge Point, and thank you for your service, sir. The other two I would like to briefly highlight, they weren't able to make it here today, but Barbara Bottolero is one of our dispatcher annuitants who retired and came back to us. She took a call for an infant choking. They weren't sure what the baby was choking on, and they eventually took the baby in code 3. It was actually a paperclip stuck in the baby's throat. So the unit actually commended Barbara and sent a message saying that was the great right action, awesome. Even though they didn't know what the baby was choking on, she did the choking protocol appropriately, and then ended up saving that baby's life. Yeah. And the third one was Lindsay Lewis, dispatcher Lindsay Lewis, who's also one of our trainers. She took a call for a baby that was breached. Everything was out but the head. She had to change into those breech positioning, have the baby pushed out. Baby came out, but wasn't breathing. So then she had to transition into the infant CPR, which is extremely difficult. It's already like scary when the baby's coming. Then everybody's like, oh, the baby's here, and then you transition from excitement to dread. The baby started breathing again. They were both transported successfully, and I really wanted to highlight those 3 stories because it's incredible work. They should be reminded of how amazing they do and what impact they have every day as the first responders. So thank you for your time for that.
All right. Well, with that, I think we will go ahead and recess to closed session.
Got it.
All right, we'll go ahead and reconvene to open session at 9:42. And Lindsay, if you could report out to our closed session.
Absolutely. The board met in closed session on items 1, 2, and 3. Updates were provided and no formal action was taken.
All right. right, moving on to consent agenda. Meeting minutes for the last meeting. I'm looking for a motion to approve consent agenda. I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Item has been moved and seconded. Kasumnas?
Yes.
Folsom?
Yes.
Sacramento?
Yes.
Metro?
Aye.
Motion passes.
And that takes us to staff reports and action items. Number one is the annex locker room improvement project.
Good morning. Today, the center is bringing forth a proposal to improve and create a locker room here in the annex. The recommendation is that the board of directors authorize the center to enter into a contract with LEL Construction for locker room improvements in the amount of just over $75,000 plus a 10% contingency. So it's taken about 12 months for us to get to the point where we are today in the annex. We've had many tenant improvements, including addition of the furniture, the addition of the kitchen, the gym facilities, as well as miscellaneous other projects to get this building up to acceptable occupancy as it's been vacant for over 10 years. So we've gotten to this point today, and we've waited until now to identify any remaining funds from the CIP funding that we had set aside for this last year to determine how much we could spend on a locker room. Obviously not anticipating spending the full $250,000 that are remaining for that, but we wanted to take the time so that we could really spend and focus our energies on creating a space. So we worked with L&L Construction, who did most of the tenant improvements in this building, as well as many over in the center, and is the preferred vendor for our landlord, to create a locker room that would be functional and encourage our employees to come and utilize the gym space. By reducing the barriers to that, we're hoping to encourage further utilization and also furthering wellness initiatives that we've been working very hard to promote here in the center. So this request is in alignment and supports our 2030 strategic blueprint and growth strategy focus area one, ensuring that people and systems are in place to continue to deliver best-in-class 911 services. And so really, this is another benefit that we're able to offer to our folks as part of that wellness program. Capital improvement funds previously allocated for the annex will be utilized to fund these tenant improvements. And so the total authorized expenditure of just shy of $83,000 falls well within the remaining balance of $250,000 that we had allocated previously for the annex project. So there's no unanticipated fiscal impacts to that. I'm happy to entertain any questions.
Looking over the contract.
Yes.
I got a little bit of sticker shock.
As did I.
So fairly small square footage. I understand that, you know, bathrooms are expensive. You got the added plumbing and fixtures and all of the appliances to go with that. $80,000 for a locker room seems like a lot. And then I understand that they are a preferred vendor. However, I question whether or not we should maybe seek at least a few more quotes from other vendors.
So I will share with you my experience when we worked on getting vendors for the bathroom over at the center. We solicited quotes from a total of four or five vendors. One of them came well over L&L Construction for just the plumbing portion, and the other three never responded to my request. And those were vendors that we had received on referral from other folks. And so it's been a really significant challenge for us to find a vendor that has been willing to come in and do the work for us. And so that's why we have chosen to stay with the preferred vendor, not only for the landlord, but also for all of the other tenants, because we've seen such a significant challenge in even receiving quotes from other vendors.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments?
I have the same. I was very shocked as well with the cost, $75,000 for a bathroom remodel, but essentially a shower remodel and locker installation seems very, very high. And so I do have some concerns.
Well, and then I guess any other questions or comments from any of the other board members? So I guess at this point, I'd be looking for a motion to support or not support the improvement project at this point.
I'll make a motion to support it.
Okay. have a second?
Second.
Item has been moved and seconded. Kasumnas?
Yes.
Folsom?
Yes.
Sacramento?
Yes.
Metro?
No.
Motion passes.
Actually, the motion does not pass.
Oh, it doesn't?
It does not pass.
Okay.
Because of the weighted voting. So at this point in time, we do not have a passed motion.
Okay. Without the passed motion, as far as recommendations from the board, actions for moving forward, I think we would probably like to see some additional quotes.
Sure.
And see what else is out there as far as a competitive process.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Can I add a couple of thoughts to my left?
Absolutely.
A couple of thoughts to that. I probably, like most of us, I have some experience getting some bids out, and it can be challenging. So I would, given that direction, can we put like a time frame on putting some effort into getting a bid, allowing a 14-day or a 30-day window to get a bid back, but once we meet that that length of time, that we kind of check that box and then have her come back and move forward with something.
Happy to kind of assess that.
That's good.
As far as the timeline, we could go the next board meeting, before the next board meeting, which would be October 14th.
That's fair. Is that enough time?
I don't know.
I will do my best to get some figures out.
And I'm trying to. I guess I need some help to determine whether or not that timeline is doable.
I think it depends upon where, if you have contractors in mind that you want to reach out to and ask that they provide a proposal, versus if we're going to make an advertisement to put a proposal out, it's probably more realistic to go to the second board meeting in October to make sure there's adequate time to do it.
At the next board meeting, I think that will be better.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be able to have a staff report put together, but I can absolutely have an update by then.
Yeah, I think that time is important. The next board meeting a little tight. Could be a high expectation. And I actually want, you know, to get good quotes and give them an opportunity to respond with a legitimate quote. So, okay. And so, as far as a date on that, two meetings from now, that would be October 28th. Any other questions, comments regarding the locker room improvement project? Hearing none, we'll move on to supplement two, the NV5 GIS support block.
Alrighty, so today we're bringing forth a renewal of our NV5 GIS support block. The center recommends that the board of directors approve a renewal of the support block with NV5 for $30,000 of GIS support hours. So the GIS support hours provide a vehicle for accessing GIS support on demand. We've had a long-standing relationship with NV5 for the GIS support block. And historically, we've budgeted $60,000 for that support block, and that is what remains in the budget for this fiscal year as well. We've not utilized those support hours as robustly in this last fiscal year as we have previous due to our own on-site GIS support. So NV5 in this case is really just providing back-end enterprise support, and therefore we have a reduced need to utilize them. And so moving forward, we're requesting $30,000 worth of support hours, knowing that moving forward we may need to increase that depending upon when we move into our COBOL mapping enhancements. So there's no, this does not go above the allocated amount for this particular item, and there's no unanticipated fiscal. These requests are in alignment and support our STRAP plan area 4C, invest in the center's long-term facility, technology, and communication needs. That is end of report. Happy to entertain any questions.
So effectively, this is a reduction in
what
we currently
have. Right, and we're maintaining that $60,000 in that particular line until we know exactly how much we need to utilize this fiscal year. This will be the first full fiscal year that we've had GIS back in-house.
Yeah.
Is this a new line item or a reoccurring one?
I will move to approve the MV5 GIS support block. I'll second.
Item has been moved and seconded. Kasumis?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Sacramento?
Yes.
Metro?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Do we have any items for discussion or possible action? I didn't see any on the agenda, so we'll move on. Let's go ahead and address our information report outs. See the Communication Center statistics. Do we need to report out on that, or just?
We do not. Okay. We do have an opportunity to ask any questions.
Yeah. Yep. Are there any questions regarding this? Okay. Thank you for providing them. We'll move on to center reports.
I want to open up, since this is the first report out meeting that we've had since our managers have joined the leadership team, a very warm welcome to our four new managers. We're very excited for this next step in your career, and I really look forward to leading alongside you. We do have some IT positions that are out for recruitment right now. There's a radio analyst and a CAD technician. As a reminder, that was a reclassification of our radio CAD technician that we have currently into two separate positions. That is open for internal recruitment currently, and I'm excited to see where those positions go. Our financial audit for the previous fiscal year is well underway. It is on track to be presented at the first board meeting in November. Also underway are preliminary budget preparations, and we are on track to be presenting that to the board in alignment with the budget policy schedule. I want to conclude with just some thoughts that I'm really excited for the future of the center, where we're headed, and everything I know that we're going to accomplish, particularly with growth of the leadership team. I think this is a really big step for us as an organization. There's a lot going on right now behind the scenes in the administrative world between HR initiatives, IT infrastructure, improving financial practices, and then also furthering a wellness of our staff, both with the wellness team and our peer support. I want to acknowledge and thank all of our staff for their diligence and dedication to each other and our mission. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, board. Reporting out for operations today. Dispatchers remain very busy, although our call volume seems to have peaked in July. It continues to be very high through August, so we're still very close to that peak. We're expecting call volume to slowly start ramping down as we work into fall. Grass and structure fires also peaked in July, as expected during Pfizer's fire season, but medical aids are continuing to increase, and so we're still seeing an increase in those. Call answering times have also continued to improve since June, but as long as the weather remains hot and dry, we expect those call answering times to be impacted accordingly. Our team was busy in IROC these last 2 months, and so in July we filled out resource orders for 4 strike teams, an IMT3 activation, 2 equipment resources, and 15 overhead. And this last month, we've also done 2 strike teams, the IMT3 activation, a REMS team, 1 additional equipment resource, and over 20 overhead. And as you know, IROC is a beast in and of itself, and it does require a dispatcher to go in and fill out those resource orders, and it's a whole process. But we do our best to get those turned around quickly for the field units. We did have a special event since we've last talked. Dispatcher Rominger went out and assisted Sacramento Fire Department with an event downtown, so she was an event dispatcher down there. Thank you for that opportunity. She had a great time. It's always good to be able to network with other people while we're down there. And the dispatchers and supervisors completed their 2026 shift bid, and so that's been complete. We are looking forward to 2026. Going over some service anniversaries, we didn't meet last month, so we'll cover those as well. Last month, Supervisor Vasquez celebrated her 8-year anniversary, and Dispatcher Walking Stick celebrated her 5-year. And then this month we have quite a few anniversaries, including annuitant Barbara Vavilaro with 27 years dispatching, manager Tara Poirier with 20 years, dispatcher Stoddard with 4 years, along with Alicia Ilaga, 4 years, and then celebrating their 1 year anniversary is dispatcher Lencioni, Ayres Gonzalez, Chavez, and Sherry. So we are always very excited to have anniversaries here. We know it's a tough job, and we love people that are part of our family and stick here for a long time, so it's always good to celebrate those. Unless there's any questions, end of report.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, we have 20 year Tara.
Feels like some days 20, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer. Good morning, everyone. Congratulations to the new managers. Welcome to you, Phil Litter, and the new makeup of the board. So excited to be forward with all of you. ACE compliant has been met continually every month since we received it, and this is our second year. We're going really strong. It's a commendation to the dispatchers because they're very busy, and being able to maintain compliance while handling all of that is just incredible, and it's no small feat. We'll have to begin plans very soon for reaccreditation. I'm not looking forward to that right now, but I'm excited for that moving forward because it was a long time coming, and I want them to be continually recognized for that effort. We attended multiple LifeSave recognitions with Sacramento Metropolitan, with survivors and dispatch recognition included in that, so I want to thank that your agency for including us in that. So it's been amazing to meet them, meeting some people that were saved by CPR and seeing the impact that the dispatchers have firsthand is just incredible. One of our main things is we don't always see the outcome. We do have our Tree of Life and we do celebrate pins and all of that thing, but seeing a living, breathing person and shaking their hands and knowing their story is just amazing. I saw two last week and I just couldn't be happier to be included in that, so thank you guys for that. We're still working with reduced assignments and violent weapons calls. We initiated the ghost units for protocol for not staging for that. We've had multiple trainings here at the Annex. As a group, we've trained multiple dispatchers in that. We're updating our policies and procedures to reflect that. We're working closely with 988 and CWRT to continually work on better handling of psychiatric emergencies and removing the lower acuity calls off of our dispatchers and hopefully our field personnel by transferring those calls beginning October 1st. We also have an October in-person EMD refresher training that's going to happen in the Annex with a person from IED. So they're going to come in and refresh and talk about auditing concepts and protocol compliance and all of those things. And this was actually included in our contract with them. So it's 3 free training days that we didn't know we had that now we know, and we're going to use them every year. So that is all I had.
Good morning, I'm Catherine Shelton, I'm the training manager. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for your support for us in our new positions as we move forward with leading the center. The last couple of months has been a transition period for us with Casey passing on conference duties to me. Casey started the California APCO travel plans and got 5 personnel signed up to attend that September 30th to October 2nd. I'm now taking over conferences and we're planning to send a few personnel to the First Responder Conference's Mental Health and Wellness Conference in Wheatland in mid-November. We have supported several folks from the center on deployment, so along with the dispatchers getting field units out to deployments, we've sent 4 personnel to the Garnet Fire and 1 to the Immigrant Fire in Oregon. Currently in training, we have an Academy of 4. We have the Academy 25-1, 2 remain, and they're both currently in one-on-one training, wrapping up their call taker training. We have 1 dispatcher in main training. We have a couple of folks in queue for training. As of yesterday, we now have 3 folks on our main dispatch training list, just awaiting the right opportunity with the right trainer for the folks in queue, and 1 on the CRO training list. Recently, I've coordinated some refresher training for employees who returned from leave, and we coordinated through the manager's 8 training sessions to cover our almost 50 operations personnel as we work towards the goal of the regional response reduction. The Academy, Academy 25-2, is currently in week four. They completed their EMD certification last week. All of them passed. And we are aiming to wrap up the week of October 20th and have them start comp training later that week. Last week we did our, yesterday we did our median CRO quarterly testing, which resulted in one add to the main dispatch list. And we are planning next month our annual center training officer testing. A couple of special events that I'm working on, working with Sacramento Fire to get some dispatchers included in the high-rise drill, through November. And we also just got confirmation that we're going to be hosting the International Academy Emergency Medical Dispatch Mentor Certification here at the Annex. That is ATA reimbursable by OES, so a lot of our costs are going to be covered on that. We're also sharing it with our neighboring agencies to make sure the seats are full and make sure that everything is covered. Also aiming to get the NENA instructor development course here at the Annex in 2026. They only allow that in California twice a year, and unfortunately their schedule is full, otherwise we'd have it this fall as well. So, any questions? I'm happy to entertain those, and otherwise end of report.
Stay up there. All right. Okay, one of the things that we wanted to do was not only recognize the managers, but dress the managers. And the uniforms have been a little stale, but I think it's time that we recognize them from a visually, from a distance. Who's a manager, who's a supervisor, and who's a dispatcher? So we are going to, pin some people today. So, Catherine, you're first.
All right. Thank you.
Get you all squared away here as I poke my finger. Congratulations. Tara, you're next.
Victim?
I can manage that.
Ken?
Backing.
Yeah.
I'm on as well as that.
Congratulations. Come on up, Casey. Old guy, no more.
Can you manage my hair?
Manager Quintar. Well, to the board, I will start with Chief Billiter. Thank you for accepting the responsibility of being on the board. I would like to point out that Chief Nax did a fantastic job while he was with the board. He asked a lot of really good questions, and I thank him for his primary service, and glad that he's an alternate. And we did recently get some news, so I just would like to thank Chief Marco. Thank you for your work on the board. It's been fantastic. Lots of good questions as well. So we've had a lot of good work done in the last 15 months. I'm excited where we're going with the CAD project. I fully recognize the challenges in front of us with it, but we're going down the right path.
Thank you.
Sac Metro, I really can't thank you guys enough for your EMS Excellence Awards, just like Tara was talking about. The opportunity that you guys are putting on for the dispatchers, bringing the dispatchers, is really like what we haven't seen. Consumers has had some events, City's had some events, Folsom had some events, you guys have had multiple events, and it's really good for all the dispatchers to have an opportunity to, one, meet the survivor, two, meet the crews, which is an area that we don't get a lot of. So there's a lot of other things. I hate being last. Everyone else says all my stuff. But my condolences to the members of SAC for your recent loss.
Okay. Are there any items that the board members would like to place on a future agenda? Okay, hearing none. We'll move to board member comments. We'll start with Chief DeMarco.
I want to thank everyone for all the information, the hospitality, and for the hard work, the service anniversaries, congratulations, and the managers. I know that's massive in your career, and for all the hard work. Thank you very much.
Again, congratulations to the folks that are getting their service anniversaries recognized, especially to folks like Tara, who have been here for 20-plus years. That's something that I haven't seen a whole lot of over my career in affiliation with dispatch, as folks that have stayed that long. So it is definitely a milestone and something to be recognized. Again, glad that we're able to host the dispatchers with the EMS Excellence Awards. I think it's a great opportunity for the loop to get closed on a lot of these things. As we know, a lot of times the folks at dispatch don't get to have that closure of those incidents, and I think that that's a good opportunity. And I know the one that where Barbara got recognized recently, I think her being able to interact with the survivor of that was probably a big moment for both of them, so that's good. Thank you for recognizing the passing of Engineer Rogers. It's been a trying time for us as an organization, so we appreciate your support through that.
All right. First off, welcome, Chief Billard, to the board. I know that we've worked with you in the past on other groups and other projects. You're going to bring a level of leadership and organization to this that we're going to benefit from, so I appreciate that. Welcome. I do want to acknowledge the three challenge coins that were handed out today to Tyler, Barbara, and Lindsay. Like Tara said, you guys were the first responder, and it's such a vital link in the chain of survival to recognize those folks that do it right and get it right. I think is great. Congratulations to everyone's anniversaries. I think these anniversaries, a lot of times we'll focus on the amount of attrition or the amount of retention that we have in this industry, just given that we take people off the streets that really don't have any experience doing any of this and expect them to rise to a high level is one thing. But then when you see the anniversaries happen, that's a testament to the workplace that the leadership here has provided, and the employee health and wellness, and all those things. So, congratulations to the center for that. And that's all I have.
Yeah, I agree with Derek. Going last sucks. I don't want to repeat everything that they all said, but I agree with everything that they said. The one thing that I've always been impressed with and inspired is by the dedication of the employees of the dispatch center. It's very inspiring. You truly do the work that is in alignment with your mission and values, and I know that's not easy to do over a course of time. And so I look forward to being a part of this board. My commitment is that I'm going to do my best to get up to speed with all the things that you are working on and striving for, so I can help do my best to support you in going that direction, because I do agree exactly with what Chief Parker said. I think you are absolutely going in the right direction, and I hope to continue to support that. Thank you.
All right. Well, with that, if you all would indulge me, I would like to have a moment of silence for the passing of Sac Metro Fire Engineer Mark Rogers. I know that on behalf of the board, we send our condolences to the men and women of Sac Metro and to the family of Mark Rogers. It's a tragedy, and we hope that they can all heal and get through this trying time. With that, I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Our next meeting will be October 14th. Adjourn.